96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. As the new year begins, some are taking a break from drinking. It's called Dry January. During this month-long challenge, people refrain from alcohol entirely. It started in the United Kingdom more than a decade ago, created by the charity Alcohol Change UK, and has since grown into a global trend.
The number of people participating in Dry January is continuing to go up. And in Wisconsin, we do see drinking slowly going down, but especially in our younger generation. So while we still are above the national average for underage drinking, that has dropped significantly in the last 20 years.
That's Maureen Buzalaki. She is the director of the Division of Alcohol Policy Prevention and Research in the Comprehensive Injury Center at the Medical College of Wisconsin. She also runs the Wisconsin Alcohol Policy Project, which provides training, technical assistance, and tools to reduce alcohol-related harm in Wisconsin. Buzalaki says although drinking rates are going down, Wisconsin is still well above the national average of excessive alcohol use. She says the benefits from refraining from alcohol for just a month can be significant.
There can be weight loss. People can have more energy, and so then they might eat better. They might get back into their exercise routine, and be able to do some of the things that they have just been feeling fatigued about, right? And it's especially important in January. For folks, because January is a tough month here in Wisconsin.
She adds that it can also improve sleep, increase energy, and reduce liver fat and your blood sugar, which helps with long-term health.
It also can be a time to reflect on your relationship with alcohol. You know, how much do you really want to drink?
We've got lots of data center news from all over Wisconsin. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks it down.
In DeForest, residents had circulated a petition asking the village board to add a new ordinance requiring that any big annexation of land would have to go on the ballot as a referendum, so voters would have the final say. At a meeting Tuesday night, the DeForest Village Board said no to that idea. QTS wants DeForest to annex 1,600 acres of property to build a data center there. And in Menominee, the city council has instituted new rules for approving these huge projects. The city now has tighter rules for how data centers should be zoned. They can't be considered warehousing anymore, and now there's a whole separate zoning category just for data centers. Council members tell Civic Media this change allows them to respond to community concerns in the future, like noise, light, and water use. The city of Menominee has faced pushback over a $1.6 billion proposal from Balloonist LLC. Meanwhile, at the state capitol, Republican lawmakers have introduced a plan that would further regulate data centers. The proposal from Republicans Romaine Quinn and Shannon Zimmerman would ban data center electricity costs from being passed on to Wisconsinites. It would also require data centers use closed-loop cooling systems, which dramatically decrease their water use. Democrat Jody Habish-Sinikin has introduced her own bill that would regulate data centers. In a statement to Civic Media, she says she's encouraged to see more lawmakers joining the conversation, but neither of those bills has had a hearing yet. And then on top of that, a candidate for governor wants to pause all data center construction across Wisconsin. Madison Representative Francesca Hong has proposed a statewide moratorium on the projects until lawmakers have a chance to write new rules.
State lawmakers are introducing legislation to protect Wisconsinites from ticket scalping and a prohibitive resale market for concerts. State Representative Jill Billings is a co-author of the Swifty Bill, named after widespread complaints of ticket scalping and excessive resale prices for a Taylor Swift tour. The proposed bill would prevent resellers from using bots and multiple email or IP addresses to purchase tickets for resale at a higher price. It would also limit a single person a maximum of 8 tickets. Lawmakers are hoping to hold a hearing on the legislation this month. A Wisconsin State Assembly committee held a hearing on proposed legislation that would establish a sandhill crane hunt on Tuesday. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, the proposal comes as agriculture workers say the birds are causing significant issues with crop loss, with about 200 producers reporting conflicts with the sandhill cranes each year, contributing to over $1.5 million in losses. The birds are also not included in the state's Wildlife Damage Abatement and Claims Program, limiting the ability of those farmers to receive assistance or compensation for their lost crops. State Representative Paul Tittle is the vice chair of the Committee on Sporting Heritage and argued federal wildlife authorities said Wisconsin could consider a sandhill crane hunt when the population reached about 30,000. He also says there's an estimated over 112,000 sandhill cranes in the state now. Those speaking against the bill say research shows establishing a hunt will not solve the crop loss issue, and adding the birds to the Wildlife Damage Abatement and Claims Program could cost over $1.5 million more each year. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Bucks battle the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks and the Lakers tonight in Los Angeles. Milwaukee coming off a 120-113 loss to Golden State. Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just too many breakdowns. I just thought they made all the tough plays, all the loose balls, all the big rebounds, play through contact, and I didn't think we did that.
The Badgers on the road against Michigan tomorrow at noon. UW Parkside in Kenosha announces they'll have a women's flag football team next year. Parkside, the first Wisconsin college to offer scholarships for women's flag football. NFL, the Packers and Bears kick off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Soldier Field. It's the third time in just over a month the two teams have played each other.
It's a playoff atmosphere. Everybody's going to be a little more chippy. The edge is going to be there. The emotion is going to be there. And, you know, it's win or go home. So I definitely expect it to be a good game. But hopefully we on the good side of that.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 32 this afternoon. The wind out of the west to northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 18 for a low. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light snow. We'll get a half inch or less of accumulation, with a high tomorrow right around 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.